Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed, Season 2, Episode 6, Den of Thieves.
Hi there. This is Abraham, the scientist. That's what most people called me. For you to understand my actions, well, you must understand my situation. As I said, I was a scientist, nothing more. Not a hero, not a fighter, like Prophet. I was curious, I was thorough, I followed orders, and I knew too much. And so those who had control of me, they used me like a rare card in a game of stakes. I wanted out of the game, but no such luck. Let me tell you what happened when I tried to fold my hand.
In Borderton's Den of Thieves neighborhood, back room of the Leaky Tap Bar, stronghold of the family.
What are we playing today, sweet dame?
5-card draw, nothing wild.
Oh, there's always something wild with you, Bridget McLean.
Ante up, Michael.
Ooh, we're down to the stack of Benjamin. Well, let's play. Abraham?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yes. Right here.
You treat the money like it's still worth what it says on the front.
Yes, well, it's hard to get that idea out of your head.
But even before things went south, you could wipe your ass with Benjamin Franklin's, no?
Back in the Saudi days, it cost you $2,000 for a flank steak at a second-rate restaurant.
I don't really know. I was on a boat.
Boat, I love this guy.
Hey, keep your cards close to your chest, eh, Abraham? If you tip your hand, you're fair game.
Yes, of course.
It's not a snake. The cards won't bite you.
Though I might. Your bet, scientist.
I am. I don't know what I'm betting with.
You're still working with some of the Prophet's collateral, I see. Couple of grand left.
A hundred. 100's fine.
All right, I see your 100. Let's bring up another 5 bills.
Huh? High stakes. That the way we're rolling tonight, brother?
There's a little sparkle in the air, don't you agree?
I'd like to make sure our friend here has enough paper to stay in the game.
Well, if we run out of paper, there's always higher stakes. Isn't that right, Abe?
Yes.
I'll take a side bet on whether he wets his pants, brother. Give me odds.
5-1?
You don't think we're funny, Abe?
No, it's fine.
Cards aren't his thing, remember?
Oh, yeah. 15 years on the boat and you never played with the sailors? Yeah, I forget. Sorry there, Abe.
We could debate some higher matters. Nuclear science, huh? How does one master the art of fission?
It's not that simple.
Isn't it? Well, if that's the case, don't waste your mighty intellect on the likes of us.
Simplify it for the laypeople. We're not really interested in how it works, so much as how to make it work.
I've told you time and again, I'm sworn to protect the codes. Prophet, put me under your protection.
I'm playing, my friend. We would never violate the trust of Herr Prophet. We're loyal till the end.
Unless, of course, Herr Prophet had already met his end, in which case our contract's up.
He's teasing you, eh? Come on! Lighten up! Here, have a shot of second-rate bourbon. I betray my heritage just looking at the bottle, but any port in a storm, isn't that what they say?
Yes, that they do.
cards. Let's ride fortune's wheel one more round, shall we? A whole handful this time?
40 grand? You could buy a decent car for that back when.
Or a good night out with some Southside ladies. Abe?
I want to fold.
Oh, there's no folding in this game. Mm-hmm. You play it out to the end and we see who wins and loses.
That's not how I remember the rules.
Then you still ain't used to how the boys of the family play it. Come on now. You want to see us or raise us?
I'll see your hand and draw. Two cards down.
Michael?
Yeah, I'll take three cards.
And I'll stay. Good. Back to the betting. Michael?
Yes, sister?
I don't think our lad Abraham is sufficiently impressed by the stack of Benjamins. I don't blame him.
What do you have in mind?
Putting some real skin in the game. Abe, you in?
I just want out of this game.
There ain't but one way out of this game. And I don't think it's the road you want to walk.
This is just a game.
No games in these strange times.
Sorry.
Why? Why do you want them anyways? What are you going to do? You can't possibly think. You wouldn't use the weapons, would you?
Let's put it this way, Abraham. You can play the game or I can have my enforcers extract the information out of you.
Okay. You win. Here you are. Happy now?
Things just got interesting.
I'm out.
Now. This is poker, Abe. I have to put something on the table to match.
I don't want to play your games.
Come on. Say, what if I put your freedom up, huh? Both legs and arms intact, and even the codes in your pocket. What do you think?
Take them. The game is over.
You're telling me you fold?
I fold.
All right, that's your decision. Can't win the game if you don't play.
Word for the wise, Abe. Never tip your hand to a couple of mix.
Show your cards.
What?
Oh, what? You had a full house, Abe. And I got two pair and Biddy with three aces. You got a hell of a poker face.
Hey, Michael, you there?
Yeah, what do you want, Johnny?
Got a bunch of troublemakers on a boat here. What do you want me to do?
Pirates?
Nah, sailboat. Looks like a family. Some ornery ass, sea bitch, and a bunch of rugrats. One of them says he's here for you.
You look like a soldier type?
Guess you could say that. Crew cut, fatigues, attitude.
Reel them in and bring them to me.
You sure?
Bring them.
All right.
Prophet.
That's right.
Nice to have him back. I'll pull out the welcome mat.
Hurry, they're gaining on us.
You said if we came here, we'd be safe.
I was wrong. Come on.
David, we're gonna have to cut through this fence.
Do it.
Come on, you. Can you help?
Me? What the hell can I do?
Grab those pliers.
Mom, I'm scared.
Shh. Baby, no, it's gonna be okay.
Jenny and Jiggy, they're not okay.
Don't think about them, Luke, okay? They're with Jesus now.
Where is Jesus?
Heaven.
Where's heaven?
Someplace better than here.
Okay, I got it free.
The kid goes first.
Mama!
Just go, Luke.
Go, son. Go!
Under here.
Mama!
Shit, they're everywhere.
Mama!
Run, kid. Get to the bunker.
On Cutler's sailboat, coming into Borderton Harbor.
Hey, get to the stern with that crap.
Shut up, John.
I thought Mark gave you something for that.
Well, it wore off, okay?
No sea legs on that girl, Sam.
She's never been on the sea, John. Give her a break.
Well, after a week, you'd think she'd be less miserable.
I don't think your little story last night helped them any.
I thought they should know.
Yeah. You're worried you'd take that one to the grave?
Something like that.
Al-Mahajma, that was hell.
And we got more hell coming up.
Yep. Just around the point here, and we'll see it. Give the shore a wide berth. The charts show a ring of rocks just below the surface.
Yeah, I see them. We're clear on the starboard side.
Oh, look at you. Picking up the sailing lingo.
It's been a while, but I sailed a few of these things. Remember when we were on leave in Bahrain?
Oh, that embarrassment. Oh, I wish I could have sailed with you back in my Lake Michigan days. Then you'd see how sorry a sailor you really are.
I thought you grew up the way of the gun.
Sailing was my first love, John. Now lean out and... Oh! God, is that... Boston?
Mm-hmm.
No!
There she is. Welcome to the world after the breaking, Sam.
Hey, Maria.
Yeah?
Have you tried the trick?
I don't know. Sorta. It's a little touchy-feely.
It's a pressure point on your wrist. Here, let me...
Mark, I... Oh. Huh.
See? It's not so bad, huh?
It's bad, Mark. I feel gross. I haven't eaten. I can't even sleep because when I sleep, I think about how much the ship moves and...
Hey. It's the best we've got. I gave you the last slices of ginger.
It didn't work.
It's almost over. From what they said.
We're nearly there. Goody.
Close your eyes. This will take a few minutes to kick in. Deep breaths, Maria.
Maria!
Luke, thanks. I don't really need the company.
We're almost there.
Mark said...
Look!
Oh, what's that? That's the city. It is, isn't it?
Maria, you okay?
I gotta see this. Oh, no. Okay.
Oh my God. I never thought it looked like... Like that. Did you, Luke? Luke.
In my dreams, Mark, I've seen this. Well, not this exactly, but I don't know, it's familiar. It's like, there's a word for it. When you see it, and it makes you feel like you've seen it before, like you've been there, but you really haven't been there before.
Deja vu.
Deja vu. Yeah, that's it.
That was Run For Your Life by the Yesterdays. They are new and they are hot. And hey, who doesn't want it to be a little more like yesterday? Maybe the Beatles had it right after all. Oh, hey, good morning, Boston. You're listening to WSHF 105.1 FM. And it is a gorgeous October morning. We've got 61 degrees out at Logan, and the man says it's going to get all the way up to 88. Hey, global warming's got to be good for somebody, right? And today, I think it's us. Oh, hey, listen up. If you're coming in off the highway,
Mom,
stay well
Mom,
clear.
I see it.
128.
Quiet, Luke.
Here.
We're still miles from the city.
Scene going
this
down.
Goddamn this traffic. This is why I hate Boston.
Yeah, up yours too, buddy.
Lee! Mommy! Mom, really, look at it! The building is all glass!
Jesus Christ, kid, could you shut your mouth?
It's the big city, just like you said!
Luke, could you just be quiet?
State police are on the scene negotiating with the gunman. And I'll tell you, one spark near all that gas, and look out! National Guard troops are being deployed as we speak.
Luke. Deja vu. The sense that you've already been somewhere before, even though you never have.
Right.
Now, you couldn't have been here before, could you? That would have had to have been a long time ago.
No. No, of course not.
Crap! John, dump the mainsail! Turn hard to starboard!
Yeah, I got it!
Maria, help John get the sheets loose!
What? I don't know!
Those ropes! They're caught on the cleat!
Yeah!
Maria, watch your head!
Whoa!
Jesus! What did we hit?
A buoy, if you want to call it that. A 50-gallon drum. There's a metal cable here strung through it, and it's reaching a... Oh, damn it!
What?
It's a snare, John, and you ran us right into it.
What do you mean, a snare?
We're all tied up in it. It slid under the keel. It's caught in the rudder.
Crap, let me get the motor on. We'll just back out of it.
No, can do. We gotta cut the line. We're stuck, damn good.
So we look for the bolt cutters. Mark!
I don't think there are any. I did see a chisel.
Well, go get it. All right, Maria, you keep the wheel straight. John, can you help me get the digging?
Too late.
What?
Someone's coming. Mark!
Yeah?
Bring our guns up instead.
All right, everyone on board, get your asses above decks. Wanna see all your smiling faces?
Yeah, smile on this!
Hey, back down, or I'll take you down.
You wanna place a bargain on that?
Dennis, put a shot across the bow.
Down! Everyone down!
We can play, little lady. We got sink bombs across the whole harbor. You pull strong arms on us again, and we'll blast one sunk right under your ass.
Hold on! Radio your home base. Tell them Prophet is back, looking for Michael.
I'm calling the shots, thank you. Lay your guns down on the bow and back the hell off.
No freaking way.
Sam.
I've laid my guns down for a lot of lilies in the last few weeks, not for these jokers.
If they have a bomb...
Oh, honestly, John. They want the boat. What are we worth to them if they blow us to kingdom come?
I'm friendly with these guys.
These guys are not friendly.
Sam.
Either you talk to them or I'm going to keep talking, and they don't want to hear what I've got to say.
Right. Looks like we've reached a stalemate, boys.
How's that?
We've got something you want, and we're not going to bend over and let you have your way. We have guns, and so do you. So who moves first? Stalemate.
I'll show you a stalemate.
Johnny, what's going on down there?
Things are fine, dear.
You freaking things up again.
These bastards...
Jesus Christ, you couldn't screw together two ropes to save the Blessed Virgin.
It's some sorry-looking ass of fatigues.
Well, stop frigging around and get that boat over here.
Yeah.
How many times do I have to tell you?
What? What about Mike?
Forget Michael. Get your ass down here.
All right.
I'll meet you at the dock.
All right, I'll meet you there.
What is up her ass?
Have a nice chat.
You're going to Michael. Let me come up and loose your wire. One funny move and I'll blow you to high hell anyways.
We're all yours.
Right. Okay, pull her up. Keep your sheet slack and watch for the boom, huh?
Yeah.
Tie up the line, we're towing you in.
that we should trust where you want to take us?
For Christ's sakes, don't be smart now.
Yeah, wouldn't dream of it. Hey, Mark, grab the tow rope.
Line.
Yeah.
And Maria, keep an eye on him.
Got it, John.
All right. Throw it. Here.
Christ, anyone ever teach you to throw?
Shove it.
John, you're not making it easier.
Just having fun with a little troll.
Yep. Got it. Thanks. Yeah, all right. Pull back. Okay, Benny, we're bringing him in. Tell Michael we'll be there shortly.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Entering Borderton Harbor.
So, what's the plan, Chief?
Sounds like we're going to be meeting with Michael's big sister, Bridget. She's a 200-pound dyke with an attitude.
Oh, John.
It is what it is. Michael's the man in charge. Him sending her means... I'm not sure. He's not taking any chances, believe me. She'll probably try to take a circuitous route, disorient us. Remember where the boat is. I'm hoping we'll move forward on land from here, but I like knowing more than one way out.
Got it. Watch the hostiles.
You got a sidearm?
John.
Just be prepared for close quarters, okay? In case it comes down to that.
Christ. Can't believe I'm taking my kids into this.
They're not kids anymore, Sam.
Someone take this line. Over here. Ah, hell, boy, don't tie a granny knot.
Oh, it'll hold.
Not a sailor, are you? Boat like this, and not a sailor among you.
Where are we going?
What's that, pretty thing?
Do we have to stand here and listen to you make bad jokes?
In a hurry, huh? You can line up dockside as soon as we're tied up, if that suits you.
It does.
All right.
What do you think, Mark?
What, about these guys?
Well, yeah.
Not too much to read. The bad guys.
Yeah.
We have to trust John, I guess. That this leader guy is as friendly as he makes himself out to be.
What if he isn't?
Then you and me and Maria, we stick together.
Even if the rest of everything falls apart.
You got it. Luke?
Yeah?
You may have to shoot.
That's okay.
Not ducks this time.
It's fine.
Don't hide behind your sister's shadow. You have everything you need inside of you.
Sure.
Seriously, Luke. Do you believe it? Do you believe in yourself?
Yeah, I guess, maybe.
You can do it. Okay, come on.
Get your ass gone.
What do I do to deserve this?
Mr. Prophet, nice to see you.
Hey.
Sorry, Sergeant.
Michael too busy to come meet me?
You'll see him soon enough.
All right, these are my people. Sam, Luke, Mark, Maria.
How you doing?
Pleasure to meet you, hugs and kisses and all. Now let's get, Michael's waiting.
On the streets of Borderton.
Mark. Hey, Mark, you all right?
This place is huge. So many buildings. So many people.
Yeah.
They say in the old days there were millions of people. Millions.
Yeah.
It's hard to make your head fit around a place so big. Even now that I see it, it's big.
Yeah, it's big.
Yes. And terrible. All those buildings, like spent husks. And we're just flies, buzzing around on the rotting carcass.
Yeah, okay, that's gross.
Sorry. It's the only way I can make this work in my head. We're walking in the decomposing body of the 20th century.
You know where we're really going? Corinth? The old New York? It's maybe 5 times this big.
I can't imagine that.
This is just a gateway, Mark. The Republic, all that, it's still a ways to go.
And it all looks like this? All that old energy has turned into this?
Yeah. I bet it has.
Yeah, hon.
Were you ever here in the before times?
Oh, yeah.
What was it like?
Oh, Maria. It was something different. First off, there was light. All these buildings were covered in glass, and there was light inside. People, thousands and thousands of people everywhere up in those buildings using that light.
Working?
Yeah, working. What we called work back then.
What else?
Cars. Everywhere there were cars. The city had a reputation. Cars everywhere, and drivers who screamed at each other when they couldn't get where they wanted.
Why?
Because we were always in a rush, Maria. We were in a rush, and there were too many of us to make it last that way. But God, girl, it was beautiful. If I could have brought you to a game at Fenway.
Fenway? What's that?
Never mind. Something silly we did in a better time. Come on.
Place is pretty quiet.
Think so?
You tell me.
Not many people come Harborside anymore. Not even pirates. It's a quiet world.
You still see boats from far away? Once in a while?
Nope. Far as we know, Europe is off the map for good. They have their own troubles. A couple of different kings.
Too bad.
What do we care about the old country?
What is it?
I promised Michael I'd get you to him in one piece, so here's my word of advice. For the next leg, you will stick close to me and keep moving. It's a friendly warning, you do what you want.
What's up?
We're entering their open-air market. It's called the Den of Thieves. So watch it.
Snake eyes. Hand over your bet.
That damn thing's rigged. Every damn rule was snake eyes.
I'm not accountable for bad luck. Hand it over.
Like hell I will.
Like hell you won't.
I'm not gonna do that.
I'll tell everybody around you. You're welching on your bets. You'll be done.
Hey, look. That looks like a mom and a daughter. How much for both you ladies?
Cost you both your testicles shoved down your throat.
Bring it on. I like hot women.
With pleasure.
Sam.
These men need a swift boot heel up their asses.
We've got higher priorities.
Keep an eye on Maria if they make one wrong move.
Sam, it's fine. All bark, no bite.
Somehow I doubt it. You don't make it that old being all bark. Come on, Maria.
Hey. Hey, boys. What can I do for you?
You have trade? Yeah, we're all set, thanks.
Oh, yes. I have all sorts of trade. I got Mantis, Hazel, Wish Camper, whatever you want.
I said we're okay. What's Mantis?
First hit's free. What do you say? Wanna see the stars?
We're good. Leave us alone, dude.
Hey, be straight if you want. But your friend can see the stars if you don't wanna fly. Here you go.
Yeah, thanks. He said back off.
A little bit of Mantis. You smoke that and come back asking for Solomon if you want more.
We don't want it. Now go!
Hey, you little turd.
What's going on?
None of your business, big guy.
Dealing to children, asshole? I'm pretty sure no means no.
Not anymore.
Do whatever it takes for you to sleep at night. Just back off.
Happy to.
All present and accounted for? Good. Welcome to the Leaky Tap, the family's favorite watering hole. You three youngsters, I'm not sure you meet the drinking age.
You've got to be kidding.
It's dicey out here, but it's worse inside.
It's fine, John. Mark, Luke, Maria, y'all take care of each other. Watch the door.
All right, into the lion's den.
After you, sweet cheeks.
Reggie! Hi. Who's this?
Michael's call.
All right. Well, find out the lead.
You're kidding.
Come on, Sam.
I am getting really sick of checking my gun at the door.
Now, sister. We'll keep it safe for you.
Yeah, I bet you will.
Sam.
Yeah, sure.
That's a good girl.
Uh-huh. I'm keeping these.
Michael's just this way.
In the back room.
Ace High. You insult me, Abraham. You quit trying. That's no way to be. Who ever got anywhere in life being a quitter? Abraham, pick up the cards. Very well. A drink suit you? Ryan, bring us some lizard piss.
Fresh out.
Break open another bottle from downstairs, huh? We're having guests.
All right.
So, scientist, how's it come to be that the power to unlock the world comes into the hands of a single little man like you? Is it because you're so smart or so damn naive?
I just ran one little reactor for that battleship. I ran the research project to convert the warheads to fuel. I thought, they told me that's all we were doing. We never finished our work.
Of course, that's how you use scientists. Promise them innocent ends and tuck the war making in through the back door. Is that how it was supposed to be? Make every nuke takes three people to unlock it? But say that there was a change in policy. Say that in the sunset of the orderly way of things, some compromises were made.
They were never to be used as weapons. We were to deconstruct them. We still can, for the Citadel.
Of course. Of course that's what we're gonna do. Would you think we would be crazy enough to unleash that sort of weapon on this world? If so, you misunderstand us completely.
But others...
If the motivation of others differs from ours, well... That's not my problem, is it?
Ryan, you've broken into the stash. Tell me it's a part.
Boss's orders. Yeah, Colin.
And one for my guests.
No thanks. Where's Michael?
Through there, you bloody piker. I'll remember that man turns down at Jameson's.
When our business is closed, I'll come back and drink with you. I swear.
They don't make promises you can't keep, pretty boy. Here they are, boss.
Michael.
John Prophet. It's a pleasure beyond words.
I'm sure it is.
Where's the rest of your band? I heard you brought an entourage.
Outside. Sam, have the kids watch the door, and you watch the kids.
You got it. I'll be in the bar.
Abraham, you look good.
I'm fine, John.
You took care of him.
As promised. No easy thing.
I paid up.
Did you? Your goods were on loan for a bit longer than we agreed.
Don't be a pisser. I gave you plenty of guns to make it worth your while, and my promise is good. We'll help you break down that nuke and make it into power. It's in all our best interest to keep the missiles far away from the other parties.
A necessary evil. Isn't that what they used to call them, nuclear weapons? We've had this one in the warehouse for 15 years. Never knew it would have much use. Then one day in walks Robin Hood, hoping to hide Maid Marian from the Sheriff of Nottingham. No offense, Abe. Robin comes saying that he can unlock the keys to the world. All that power can tempt a man.
Your doing this protects the interest of regional independence. Without Abraham, the Republic has no hope of running the Citadel for maybe, more than a month or two. Once they lose electricity, it's over. Between your might and ours, we'll get Corinth back under control like it was before. And that's when things start to happen. We can dismantle your nuke and ours. And with that reactor, we'll have power for centuries. Anything is possible. We can fix the power grid, maybe. It's, what, 150 miles between the two cities? That's nothing. We'll get some factories back online and send goods your way. Real trade. And you lose an enemy. Because believe me, the Republic will get bored. And when they start looking, you'll look real good.
Yes. That's one hell of a vision, John. You are a visionary, if nothing else, aren't you?
I'm just a soldier trying to make things right.
Real Captain America. There's just one little thing. You understand I'm a businessman, neutral to these notions of good and evil. I take the best deal handed to me. And here's the rub. I've received a better offer.
You son of a bitch.
Please, John, why don't you put that gun down? It would be a shame if I had to shoot Abraham. Our ace in the hole, as it were.
I thought you dealt plain business. I didn't realize you were a two-timer like the rest of them.
Morality's a funny thing, John. Always has been. Particularly strange in these times.
So what's the game? What was I worth?
I'll let him tell you in his own words.
Who? Who?
Hello, John.
Saul.
Don't act so surprised. You're a hard man to track down, I admit, but I had some help.
No.
Hi, John.
Zeke.
I'm so happy to see you too, John.
I've missed you, John. I've missed you so much.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.